If we're talking about hair,
yeah, let's talk about hair.
Who, like I've got like a hairstylist who like cuts my hair. Who cuts your hair?
Are you gonna? You're about to. This is, you're setting me up for shame. Is that what this is?
No,
you're setting me up for shame. I could, because I could see. I know you. I could see it right through you. I know what you're about to do.
Did you like that beef jerky?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's called Wild Bill's. I took a picture of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't remember where you got it?
I don't remember where I got it.
It could have been a truck stop. It could have been on the road.
It could have been from a green room somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You best believe it was probably from a green room. Because I know how you like to grab stuff.
Okay. All right.
Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
We're starting off this way.
Oh, I guess so.
You really like your snacks there.
I do. I like green room snacks.
Would you say on a scale of 1 to 10 that 10 being excessive, 1 being very modest as far as grabbing stuff? Because it's complimentary. It's complimentary.
Let's get into the song.
I don't want to get into the song. I want to bring this up.
I don't want to talk about it.
You do you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd say I'm about a 6 or 7.
Can I be honest? I would say you're more towards an 8.5.
Okay.
And we're back to another episode of Scissor Bros. We have fun every week, and you best believe it.
You bet
your bottom
dollar
that we have
fun.
Good vibes. Positivity. Not negativity. And some positive scissors. We're going to do some positive scissors to start off this beautiful episode. It's hot in here, but we're going to make do with the heat and the sauna temperatures.
You got hot immediately, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I am sweating. You're right, but I'm not complaining.
It's positivity. Oh, positivity.
positivity isn't always easy, especially when it's hot in the garage and not breezy. But you know positivity is easy with Stevie. When you're watching the show every Friday, SBC is a breezy. Positivity.
That turned me on a little bit. When you hit one of those notes, you get you made me feel warm right here.
Was it Never Ending Story vibes?
Never Ending Story.
A Never Ending Story. I'm feeling hot, but the good vibes today. And I think we're going to be sweating by the end of this episode.
I was in the Uber just now. 85 degrees, it said.
Guess what?
On the radio.
It's at 85 least, degrees. It's climbing to 80 in here right now.
Is it 85 in here?
No, not yet, but it's warming up.
Let's ask Gerald. How do you feel in here? Do you notice a temperature change, Gerald?
Because you are wearing a fur coat, Gerald.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's fucking hot. Please stop touching me, Steve. I love you.
But you're okay, right?
I have laryngitis. No, I have laryngitis right now. I'm not doing very good.
All right, well, that's all we need to hear. Okay. Let's do some positivity scissors. I cut you off.
What? But so you have to make a plus. Have to make a plus.
Yeah.
You have to make a plus. So if you're at home, you got to make a plus.
So it's like turning scissors on its axis, right? Okay, you ready?
Okay, ready? Just do 10.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Hope you're feeling the positive, hot, toasty vibes with us right
now. What episode is this? We made 50.
We're over 50, man.
We're over 50.
That's all we need to worry about.
Let me ask
We're
you
over
this.
50.
Will we make 100?
You know we will.
100.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's another year, but you know we will.
Does Jeremiah Wonders have do they have 100 for Jeremiah Wonders? Can I guess?
Yeah.
158, 169, 184, 214, 253.
Haven't reached that yet.
242, 238, 224.
Right around there.
223.
It's somewhere around there.
Okay.
I felt like we were on The Price is Right, I was like, all right, you're close enough, kid.
Dude, do you remember growing up watching that and like fantasizing that you could be on that?
You want to hear?
Do you remember that theme song? Do you remember the theme song?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you want to hear a story?
You have a Price is Right story. Go ahead, tell the camera.
Scissor Brothers!
Have you downloaded our album yet? It's out now on all audio platforms.
I'm going to be headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store on Wednesday, May 4th. And come see Stand Up on the Spot in New York City on Tuesday, May 17th. And check us out on Patreon.
Okay. I'm very excited. I'm going to take the sax off for a second.
Yeah.
So maybe just while I'm taking the sax off, maybe take all those keys just for a second. Quick second. This is the interlude while Jeremiah puts his sax down. Ooh. This is like elevator, but for putting down saxophones. You know, like the music that, like, while you're waiting to go up on a floor in an elevator. This is that sound for when Jeremiah puts his sax down. Right now, Jeremiah's referring to himself in the third person. Well timed. That was really well timed. I like that one.
You do?
I like that interlude.
I like the
sound. While waiting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, why should we waste time?
And I do love elevator music.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it as a Spotify playlist, elevator music?
No, but you're making me want to look that up. I didn't know that they have stuff like that on Spotify.
They probably do.
I'm sure you can find anything on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this story dates back to... Oh, man. I want to say probably around 2010 or 11. Probably around 2011. Maybe 2012 at the very latest. I went to The Price is Right.
How did you get in the live studio audience. You get invited?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get invited to The Price is Right?
My friend like got tickets, and then we just had to wait in line. Like, we had to show up really early to make sure that we guaranteed our seats.
That's cool.
And this is when Drew Carey is hosting by this point.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. What year? Can you give me a time reference? What year?
2012, around there, okay. I said. Yeah, 2011, okay. 2012, somewhere around there. I went with my friend who was visiting from Canada, a very funny comedian named Kathleen McGee.
Shout out to Kathleen McGee.
She and I went with... some friends, and basically when they would do like their cut to commercial breaks, they would do these like dance alongs and sing alongs in the audience to keep the energy up.
Oh, they did stuff like that?
Yeah, just to keep the energy up, because it's a taping, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of tourists and stuff like that. Oh, so yeah. So basically during the whole show, what we would do, Kathleen and I, was every time a camera would swoop by, like crane by in the audience.
Yeah. There's a crane camera?
There's a crane camera that flies over the audience.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes through there. It's like, da-da-da-da, you know.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da,
you know.
Yeah.
Every time that the crane would go by, we knew when or around, like, when we were going to be on camera, and we would do sexual gestures every time.
Of course she did sexual gestures. Of course.
Every time it went by. So like every time it swooped by, we were like,
oh my God.
And like acting like we were jerking off. Well, like big.
Did they? You can't air that.
Well, it's in a sea of people, so they didn't catch it while they were taping.
But do they edit that? They can't edit.
They probably punched to a different camera.
Oh, right.
But I don't know. I would have to look back at the episode. Some of it might have stayed. Some of it might have stayed.
How do we archive that? How do we find the archives of that?
I have no idea. It would be literally Price is Right from between 2011 and 2012.
I'm doing a call to action. For those of you who want to see his sexual gestures on The Price is Right, you email us at scissorbrospod@gmail.com. If you find the footage, make a little collage. Send it to us.
Great.
Is The Price is Right still existing?
With Drew Carey, I believe. Yeah. I think he still hosts it.
You know what would be awesome? What if we go back to The Price is Right and then we have all the Scissor siblings while that's happening? That we're doing
a huge group.
We're doing just all Scissors and then we're doing a promo for our shit.
That would be great.
Our shit.
Get a huge group of people doing Scissors.
Huge
and then like and then
where they can't edit it out because everywhere it's Scissors all the time.
A sea of Scissors. Yeah. I love that idea.
You do?
That's local. It's CBS.
Oh, that makes me feel good because sometimes my ideas don't hit with you.
What do you mean by that, buddy?
Don't worry about it.
No.
It means a lot to me that you love that idea, though.
You brought it up.
Today is what counts.
You brought it up. Today's your day.
I want to keep it positivity. Positivity.
Okay. It's just an interesting thing that you brought up.
Okay.
So during one of the commercial breaks, they're playing music, and this is when I had really long hair. And I
miss that long hair of yours.
Every once in a while. That's very character-y, you know what I mean?
That's when we first started kicking it. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So I was headbanging with my long hair.
Oh, hell yeah,
you were. And it was flying everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're playing music. And I ended up standing up on the chairs in the middle of... And these chairs are like theater-style chairs. So I'm standing on the armrests and just balancing. And I'm headbanging and going all out and going crazy. And
how long did it take you to grow your hair like that?
It usually takes 6 months to a year.
Should I grow my hair, get your old hairstyle?
Yeah. I would love to see you with long hair.
Do the James Iha Smashing Pumpkins thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Keep going with your thing.
Also, if we're talking about hair.
Yeah, let's talk about hair.
Who, I've got like a hairstylist who like cuts my hair. Who cuts your hair?
Are you gonna? You're about to. This is. You're setting me up for shame. Is that what this is?
No.
You're setting me up for shame. I could, because I could see. I know you. I could see it right through you. I know what you're about to do, because you already know the answer. So when I give you this, you're gonna be like, "That's why it's so uneven, and it looks like some guy off the street cut it." I know you so well. We're not doing this game. Because you know the answer. You know I don't go to the barber. I use Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0.
On your head?
Yeah, on my head. So get your Lawnmower 4.0 Manscaped.
You are killing me today. Oh, man. Oh, man. Would you consider seeing...
A barber?
Yeah, just like a friend of mine.
Yeah, because I know I don't get it. I mess up, but it's okay. It all grows back.
And I'm gonna.
Does it look really bad? It looks really bad. Just say it does. It looks really bad. Does it? It looks really, really bad. You are being so cruel to me today. It's
positivity.
No, go ahead. Positivity. Is it? Does it look really bad?
Do we? You want me? You want the Scissor Brothers truth?
Yeah. It's uneven. I know it is.
I try not to pay attention to comments online, but when I took a video of you, I was laughing out loud at some of the comments.
About my haircut?
I'm so sorry, Steve. Steve, I'm so sorry, but like, brother, I'm just looking out for you, man. Because it'll cost $20 to $30 for like a solid haircut, and that's like a cheap on the low end side.
What were they saying? Can you regurgitate some of these comments, please?
Do you want me to read them?
Yes. Yeah, this would be a fun negativity.
I'm crying right now. I'm laughing so hard.
Negativity.
I'm legit crying. I'm laughing so hard, dude. You're cracking me up today. The vibes are on point, buddy. The vibes are on point with you today. Okay.
I had no idea. I'm just letting the viewers know we didn't write down, because we usually prepare for shows. Haircut is not in there. But go ahead. I already know my hair's messed up. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, like messed up. Steampunk, just like my dog. Like if I had a dog that could cut hair, it would make it look like
one of the highest rated comments, Dabbing Daily 503 on Instagram. Did Steve give himself that haircut? Don.
And that's a renowned yes. Yes, definitely.
Don _ Wani. That fade is fire, crying face emoji.
Oh, man. Keep going. See, you already started it. Say another one.
Dude, my eyes are burning. I'm laughing so hard.
Just say another
okay.
one.
Okay. Who cut his hair? Taking Scissor Bros to a new level.
Oh my God. Hello. That was a real good one.
Big _ B _ 03.
Ouch.
Tattoo Tommy 843. Who cut Steve hair? A blind Korean man?
I love that one.
Who cuts his hair? LOL. Mr. _ Keith. Oh my God.
There's no Mr. Miyagi. I thought you were going to say Mr. Miyagi.
Sandy G6. What happened to his hair? Freddie Bourne 253. Man, someone get Steve a haircut. Come on, man. What?
Go ahead.
What animal trimmed up Steve's hair, dude?
Wait, hold up. Don't rush the comment. Say the whole thing.
Thirsty8 on Instagram said, what animal trimmed up Steve's hair, do?
Jeez, that's a good one. Keep going.
JAnderson.0, is Stevie okay? He seems like he's tweaking or something.
Okay.
I'm literally, my nose is running, my eyes are running.
You started this, so just finish it all.
The Kevin Green on Instagram. I have a feeling Stevie lost a challenge and had your son cut his hair.
Oh my God, that's comment number one. That's clever.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Jeez. Oh, tricky.ricky. We got to get Stevie to a barber shop. IK Maxwell, Steve doesn't seem like a real person. I love it. Alex Bravo _, did a dog cut his hair?
Oh my God, that's pretty good too.
Tim _Bales_, someone cut Steve's hair with a dull axe.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Do you gotta, is there more?
Yeah, we should.
No, finish it.
Okay, Dingo Drive. What's with Stevie's bib and bop bowl cut?
That's a pretty good one. Because he used the cultural Korean thing.
Is that Jinwoo? L_burrito.
Jinwoo, that looks scared with the crazy hair. Go ahead.
Steve is a treasure, must be protected at all costs. Nick_Jabadani.
Yes. Damn good comment. Keep going on the...
Kirk_Matson_72. Looks like Bobby cut Kwangu's hair.
That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
We gotta stop.
Do 10 more.
We got it. There's a lot.
Okay, this is the thing. I already knew what... This is the thing. When I'm about to do something like that, it's so spontaneous. Oh.
Yeah, it's not
premeditated. And so, but
dude,
this is
I know that haircut was not premeditated at all. I'm sorry. Here, there's some scissors if you want to clean yourself up. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
So it usually happens after midnight.
So you're like a live action gremlin.
Well, I'm just gonna let you know. I just do things spontaneously. I'll look at myself in the mirror and I go, "Oh, I don't like the way I look." And then it's this fine line between success and failure where like my lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah.
Shout out to Manscaped again. Yeah. As soon as I do this, because I've done this before where I do this. Once you do one move, you're done.
Of course.
Because you have to finish it.
You have to blend it.
So, you're right. It is a messed up hairdo because I did it at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And the thing wasn't even charged all the way. So it was like... It was slow? Yeah, it was like...
It was like...
Yeah. So I would miss chunks. Yeah. So I know, but that's why it's growing back though.
Oh, dude, it looks so much better than last week. I'm sorry, buddy.
It does, but that was honest.
I was honest.
Because it's growing in.
Steve.
Because it's growing in. Can we edit out the... Hold up. Can we edit out like the last 20 minutes of this fucking episode, dude? It's really getting to me, dude. Because okay. I already told you I don't read comments.
Steve, you got it.
Because you know what, you know, I don't read comments.
Steve, I'm going to edit it out.
That's why I didn't know, because I don't read the comments.
We're going to edit it right back in.
Okay. Can we go on to the next subject matter, please?
Like last week when you cut your hair.
It was bad. How come you didn't tell me anything like that last week, man?
What am I supposed to do when you walk in looking like a dead raccoon's hanging off your head?
Sorry. You should have said that.
I'm sorry.
Because if you would have said raccoon, anything like my hair looking like a raccoon.
You literally were like, I'm about to see my girl. I was like,
Hello.
I'm just...
Another home run.
I just...
Jeremiah Watkins.
When you said that...
Hitting it out the ballpark.
When you said that, it took all my gust out of my wind from the sale.
But it's going back. It looks better.
Way better.
Way better.
Way better than a week ago. And you're styling it better.
Just the honesty.
You had
chunks
on the back of your neck. I'm gonna have to play the video so they have reference for what people are seeing. People were screenshotting the back of your neck because there are chunks.
You like that payday?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, thank you.
Where'd you get that?
At Ralph's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monday, March 21st.
Stand Up on the Spot. My new special comes out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. Like, comment, tune in, baby.
Yeah, because I couldn't see.
I'm not going to lie. I texted Andrew about it.
Speaking of Andrew, let's celebrate. You're just on Whiskey Ginger.
I didn't text Santino. I texted Andrew Nicholas about it.
Oh, but Andrew Nicholas' birthday's coming up. It should be here by now.
Yeah, happy belated.
Happy belated, Andrew. We love you.
We love you. I did do Whiskey Ginger. Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Although, before we go to Whiskey Ginger, do you have, if there's chunks, can you patch it up after this?
You got it.
You'll patch me up.
1,000%.
You will.
Yeah.
How's Whiskey Ginger?
Whiskey Ginger is fun.
Shout out to Santino
for
asking
having me.
My boy here.
Yeah.
And then you filmed at night and...
Yeah, we filmed at 9:30 at the studio where they do Whiskey Ginger and Bad Friends. And yeah, it was a good time. I always have a good time with Santino. I've known him for a long time. I definitely get inside my head about podcasts that are more kind of interview based.
He's got a pretty big one though. You've seen his view count, right? I mean, yeah. He gets an average of what, 200,000-300,000 views or something crazy like that.
Depending on the guest. Yeah, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you have fun?
I did have fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always, I love hanging with him and I just like being around him.
Yeah.
He's you know.
So you do, what are you saying? You don't like interview style podcasting?
I get more inside my head than I need to.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
But just because I'm not being silly the whole time.
Don't look at my hair.
Okay, I'm looking at you, man.
I'm talking about you guys have a good rapport.
Yeah.
You guys have a friendly kind of vibe every time you see it.
Yeah.
Each other.
Yeah. It was good.
And then did he ask you about some stories like from Kansas and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's some stuff about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The episode's out now if people want to check it out. So
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how long has he been doing the Whiskey Ginger?
And thanks for the people who liked it already. And
yeah.
Thanks for liking this podcast, the comments, the subscriptions. Everything, guys.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We got some new merch too. Up, it should be up and going.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you like some of shout out again to Joel for doing the art for it. And if you like it, go check that out. Get a shirt or two. You know?
Yeah. And our album's out now.
Album's
so hope
out,
you guys
so
have enjoyed that.
Shout out to the Comedy Store for putting it out. I mean, yeah. Isn't it the first comedy?
It's the first
style album out.
It's so cool. We are officially the first LP through Comedy Store Records mm-hmm. that they've ever released.
Comedy music.
Yeah.
Because it's all the stuff we do here. You know what? I forget about, because we've done so many fun songs.
Dude, I want to do, you know what would be a fun thing that mm-hmm. we should do sometime? Well, mm-hmm. maybe we'll do it on Patreon or whatever. You and I just listen, we do an album listening party where we just go through and listen to the tracks we've already made. Because I bet you've forgotten a decent amount.
Let me think about that one.
Okay.
No, we will.
Okay.
We will. So you had fun and...
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I talked to him briefly about this. I didn't get into it too much because I want to save that exclusive for SZA Bros, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
I went to Cincinnati over the weekend.
And so what was that like?
Oh, dude.
Do you like Ohio?
I like it fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it fine.
I don't think I've ever been to Ohio.
Yeah, it's one of those states where, you know.
Strong wrestling state, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, shout out to Logan Stieber, four-time NCAA mm-hmm. champion. Continue.
Do you like chili?
I love chili.
Bro, I went to this place that would have blown
chili.
Your mind.
It's hard to find good chili.
It's called Skyline Chili. It's a famous
spot
in Ohio.
Do they put onions in it? Because I love
If you want, I get
You don't
mine
like onions.
Yeah, I get mine without onions.
I want onions in mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Continue.
Well, I did a little review of Skyline while I was on the road.
Do they specifically do just chili?
Yeah. Chili, coney dogs. They do spaghetti chili.
God, I would love that.
You would
I love spaghetti
it's
chili.
It's amazing. I'd never had it before.
So you got some footage of that?
Right here.
I'm here in Cincinnati, Ohio, about to go to the world famous Skyline Chili with my buddy Nick Higdon. And this freaking rat, dude. Let's go check it out. Bye-bye.
Here it is, a windy day in Cincinnati, Ohio.
There's the chili man right there. Loading up the dog. Look at that. That's so freaking cool. Okay, so I have what's called the three-way right now. It's spaghetti with chili and cheese on top of that. Now, Lee, will you please explain to the viewers and the listeners what are the cracker situation?
Little oyster crackers.
Okay.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh. Oyster crackers.
Uh-huh.
Combined with hot sauce.
Okay.
It's a cracker bomb.
A cracker bomb. You put hot sauce in your crackers and then you pop them in your mouth.
I had three. Yes.
And now the Coney dogs are coming, baby. Here we are. Yes. 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 All right. First bite into my three-way that I've ever had. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Coming at ya. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So good. I missed the spot, but it's really good. And then what I like as well, I always like chalky milk with my chili. Mm. That's some solid stuff right there. At Skyline. Just had Skyline chili. It's very chilly out here in Clifton, and I'm gonna give this 5 out of 5 scissors. I highly recommend you going to it and checking it out. Yum, yum, yum. I had chalky milk and chili, my baby.
God damn, you're making me hungry. I want some chili now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was really, really, really freaking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have good reviews on Yelp and stuff? On?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is
so like,
this is the spot.
For chili.
In Cincinnati.
I don't think there's spots like that here in California where they specifically...
Carney's is one of the only... Carney's has chili dogs and stuff like that, but they're not really like...
The chili's
it's not world famous.
Yeah,
like...
This
is like their spot.
They're known for chili.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just had like really fun shows in Cincinnati.
That's good.
Speaking of wrestling, didn't something happen with Power
recently?
Oh,
yeah. The new coach, Coach Myers, texted me out of the blue, and he sent me, there was a Poway alumni. Oh, cool. He just texted me back. Okay, so can I read you the text?
Of course.
Coach John Myers here from Poway Wrestling. Good morning. We are having a Poway Wrestling get-together for alumni April 23rd at 4 p.m. at blah, blah, blah in Poway. I hope you can make it. Hey, Coach, I'll try to make it. Okay, I will send another reminder when it gets close. Want me to ask your brother or will you? Oh, so the he more wants my brother, I bet. That's a vibe I'm getting. I'll ask. I'll ask. But you know what's cool is I know time had already passed, but I just watched I watched the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships.
Yeah.
The heavyweight match. So Gable Steveson, retired. He left his wrestling shoes on the mat. That's like signifying his last, you know,
whoa,
it's like symbolic. But during the match, Daniel Cormier, the MMA fighter, you know, that, you know, he's old champ MMA. He used to fight John Jones and stuff.
Yeah.
He was announcing and they mentioned Poway while they're commentating. It blew my mind. I'm like,
really?
Did he just say Poway? Yeah, he was talking about some other past wrestler who, some heavyweight guy, and he goes, and now he coaches or blah, 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 Poway, hi. And I'm like, and I kept rewinding it like, did I hear that right?
Yeah, did I hear that right?
Yeah, so isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. National love, baby.
Yeah, so maybe I'll check that out. I mean, I've never been to... Have you been to a reunion? Did you go to your high school reunion?
No, I didn't want to.
Why not? Can I ask you why?
I would rather just continue on with life.
Can I ask you a few... questions?
Yeah. Do you think my response
is... No, because I think I kind of know why.
Yeah.
Because this is the reason why I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because it's all like comparing and despairing.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing with your life now? I'm a doctor. Blah, blah, blah.
Here's my thing. I'm very happy and in love with my wife, my life, my baby, my career. I'm a very grateful person.
You have a great life.
Because I'm...
And you have a great life to be grateful for.
So...
This is coming from a guy, your scissor brother, that sees it from my vantage point,
yeah,
and I see your life, you have a great life.
I'm very grateful.
Very loving.
And a lot of family, a lot of friends.
Fruitful
I'm
life.
Very loved, and mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for that.
And you don't want to experience that and share that with alumni?
I wouldn't want to go back where people are literally just wanting to compare money, how much they make a year.
Profession.
The cars they drive, because those material things, they don't matter to me.
They don't.
Not like that. Of course, certain things are nice to have, but like that stuff does not matter. Like you see my car. I don't have a nice car.
I don't even have a car.
I pulled up to Whiskey Ginger last night and Santino goes, oh, I didn't know you drove a Ferrari.
Well, at least you have something to drive.
Oh, no, exactly.
What
you know,
am I going to pull up in an Uber?
The sun damage and stuff on top, whatever. That stuff doesn't like matter to me. So I didn't want to go back to a high school reunion where people, I know for a fact, that's what they live their life for is the material stuff, because they're not maybe happy with either their career or their family or whatever. So they put like, oh yeah, so I just bought a house and I just bought this new car. It's like, I just don't want to hear that. Like, I don't like talking to people about stuff that they buy. It's like, okay, well, how are you doing though? Emotionally.
Do I need
mentally,
to,
how are you doing?
Do I need to buy a Ferrari to go to the Poway alumni reunion?
That would be so funny.
Should I? I don't have a car, but just for that weekend,
that would
I'll
be
rent
so
a Ferrari
funny.
And get some Gucci's and
dude,
the whole thing.
You and Bob rolling up to Poway in a Ferrari would be so funny.
You would want to see a vlog of that, wouldn't you?
And we'll cut to that footage if we have it. That would be amazing. That'd be amazing.
It's time for spring cleaning.
Simone.
Better start with that winter bush. Save big by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code SCISSORBROTHERS.
Get your day started by trimming those wayward hairs with the waterproof Lawnmower 4.0. Clear your holes and smell the spring air with the Weed Whacker.
And also clean up with their Crop Preserver and Crop Revival. Finish off your grooming routine with the Plow 2.0, the perfect razor for that finest shave on that ass face.
Because if you're using your Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls and your face, you're doing it wrong,
boys. You're doing
it
wrong, boys. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection.
Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men ages 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls initiative.
Man, and we love saving them balls.
Simone, say Simone.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code
SCISSORBROTHERS
at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off free plus free shipping at manscaped.com and use code
SCISSORBROTHERS. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life
with Manscaped.
Man, I love saving balls with you, dogs.
Simone.
I love it.
You want to go get some, grilled cheese or what, fool?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll ask my brother. So again, shout out again to Coach John Myers. I'll reach out to Bobby. He has a really busy schedule, but we'll see what's happening with that. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna talk about this because we mentioned it a few episodes ago.
What?
Go grab that thing underneath your table over there.
The thing that I had to bring in my Uber.
You thought we were lying about being machete bros.
No, do this. You gotta do like a Kill Bill thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or Seven Samurai. Kurosawa.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, dude. Right there, dude. Make this the thumbnail, dude. No, over here. Like, yeah, there you go. Right there, dude. Boom.
Oh, sorry, Terrence.
Yeah.
Right
there, dude.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Steve and I both sleep with these underneath our bed.
I do have this under my bed.
Yeah, we found out about that. We both have these underneath our beds. Mine's a Jamaican machete. What kind of machete is yours?
I don't know. Just your standard Walmart one.
Mine has carved into it.
Yeah.
Jamaica. It literally says Jamaica right there.
Mm. Mine just says made in China.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but it's sharp. So don't break into my place because you're gonna get slashed up. You know what I mean?
Would you chop someone's arm
off
if they entered your
place?
Oh,
yeah, if they're on the property, dude?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. I would decapitations.
Yeah.
decapitations, dude. Don't even try it. Sorry. Sorry, Gerald. I didn't mean it. I'm a peaceful guy.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Is it weird that we both sleep with these underneath our bed, though?
Can I tell you the reason why I have this instead of something else?
Why?
Because I'm not a gun guy. Like, do you own a gun?
No. I grew up with a lot of guns. I'm sure,
being from Kansas and all, I'm sure.
Have you shot a gun?
No, I haven't. I don't know. I've stayed away from
them. You've never shot a gun?
I've never gone to the range. Don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
I'll go to the range, but I don't know if I will. The reason why I don't want to own a gun is because...
Have you ever been to a range?
No, dude, I know nothing. I've shot a BB gun when I was
a kid.
Comment
below if you want to see a Scissor Bros challenge in a gun range.
Okay, I mean, I'll go.
Dude, a shooting range.
How come you don't own a gun? The reason why I don't, let me finish this thought, is because I know that I have a red zone. And if a person, I don't want to be like, just, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
So you'd rather chop someone.
I'd rather not have it.
You'd rather chop someone limb from limb.
Yeah, I'd rather chop someone up. If they enter my place, oh yeah, I have every right to. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine someone broke into your place. You have a kid and a wife.
I'm scared because imagine like what you do.
What if someone was in your son's room?
Imagine what you would do to a human body if you've already chopped up your hair like that. That was the last one. I'm sorry. Lethal. Bing bong boom.
Yeah,
that was like the NBC tone.
You have to fix it after this podcast with your, because I don't know what's going on back here. I know there's different islands.
You've got some peninsulas.
You have to fix it.
Okay. Another thing that happened. Oh, should we do a dance break? Should we do a knife dance break?
Whatever you want to do, brother.
Hey man,
are you gonna
positivity.
Name this episode? Are you gonna name this episode the haircut episode?
Steve's haircut.
Yeah, or something like that. Think about it. Be creative. You can do it.
No, I've got an idea for this episode.
Yeah, let's do a hair dance then. Just sitting down.
No. We gotta stand up. We gotta loosen up. We gotta get people
you
on
have
their
to
feet.
Do, you have to do a hair dance. You have to do it. That's my request.
We did a hair dance with Santino.
No, but not like where you're touching it.
We should do it with the knives.
Okay. You want to do the machete?
Yeah. Okay. How often do we have machetes with us? Steve went in an Uber with that thing. Here. Let's meet in the middle.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, Steve, I forgot the music. Can I add it in later?
Absolutely.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you're a child, don't try this at home. It even makes a sound, dude. If you have a friend or a wife or a husband at home that you want to do this one with, go ahead. If you're a child, stay away from knives. But it's pretty freeing and feels pretty good. Ting! This is the machete dance break.
Yeah, the machete dance.
Machete Bros. And then we go,
Scissor Bros for life.
You'll really fix my head after this?
Yeah.
No, off camera. We're not going to air this.
Oh.
But you'll really fix my hair after?
Yeah.
After we get done filming?
Yeah.
You'll fix it?
Yeah, but you need to see a barber.
Oh, I will. For the future, I will.
No, like before you see your girl.
Well, I leave it like soon.
When?
In like 2 days.
Oh, then do it tomorrow.
I have to go to the barber?
Yeah. Well, I can't fix... You need professional help.
Yeah. At least patch me up a little.
Okay.
Do what you can.
You don't want me to air this part.
You can air it. You can air it. But what were you going to say?
I'm just saying, professional help is needed.
It's that important. It's that critical.
If you're going to see...
You don't have to keep bringing that up. I already know where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay, but you're saying that this ain't going to cut it. Mm-mm. Is it like
I'm looking out for you.
Is it like Mad Max back here?
It looks like if Rufio from
Hook
lived in Mad Max times.
I could live with that though.
I can't.
I can.
Your girl can't.
Oof, you're right.
Dude,
try your best.
It's $25.
I know. Should I go to Floyd's?
Yes. I used to go to Floyd's all the time.
Should I just go to Floyd's?
Yes. Yes. They will clean you up. Be like, hey, I kind of tried to do this thing on my own. Can you help me out? They will take care of you.
That'd be great if we can make a vlog of it after this.
Going to Floyd's?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny because we're talking about it and then we could go there. It'd be funny just me talking to the barber and explaining what happened.
I think we could go to a Great Clips and get a better job.
Dude, this is a hard episode.
I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but the honesty
hurts sometimes.
I know the truth hurts, but you know what that means? Growth.
I know. So is there is that like supercuts?
I'm not saying I have the perfect.
But is it
haircut?
Like supercuts?
People, I get messages and stuff all the time that people are like, "You should change your hairstyle." I'm like, "Eh."
Is it like supercuts?
What?
Great Clips?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Is there one in LA? Is there one around here?
Great Clips or supercuts? Yeah, there's somewhere around here.
I'll go to Floyd's, though.
Yeah, go to Floyd's.
Okay. That'd be fun if we do a vlog. I mean, because we've talked about it like 80% of this episode is just on my haircut.
So I went to Cincinnati, and there was a something there called Jungle Gyms. And this is, you would have freaking lost your mind at this place. Do you remember how much you loved Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Some people might get offended with me.
Dude, don't talk bad about Buc-ee's.
This place might be better than Buc-ee's.
Ooh, you better watch that tone.
I said might be.
Oh, man. You know how much I love Buc-ee's, too.
This is an international market.
Oh, man.
It was huge. They had foods from all over the world. The only thing that Buc-ee's has is it has convenience and it has accessibility. So the chain is nice. So I'll say that Buc-ee's is still better so people don't get upset. But you got to check out Jungle Gyms in Ohio. It's unbelievable. And I've got some footage right here, right now. All right, we are pulling up to a famous place called Jungle Gyms. What should I expect in here, Nick?
Food from around the world, a lot of jungle stuff, animals, a little movie theater. I think they have weddings here too, which is strange.
What? Food from all over? Weddings and a movie theater? Count your scissor brother in. Woo-hoo-hoo! This is like a theme park, baby. Let's go. All right. Oh, you see that sign? Here we go. Jungle Gyms. All right. Let's check out what it looks like on the inside. This looks fun, though. Shout out to my boy Harambe, Cincinnati, Ohio. They did you dirty, dog. They did you dirty. Oh my goodness gracious. This place is huge.
So, are these porta potties inside this place? Let's see. Nope, it's just a bathroom.
You're inside a bathroom now.
Yo, this place is so freaking huge. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's a wall there. Look at this, though.
I thought Buc-ee's was big. This place is way bigger.
Here in the ocean section of Jungle Gyms, well, this guy's living a little bit of a sad life right now. It looks like his brothers and sisters kind of got cleared out. And then there's one big guy right here. And then we got the live lobsters over here. So that's pretty fun. This guy is cleaning the fish right now. Pretty big one. Getting all the scales and everything off. Wow. This place is gnarly, dude.
Looks like I found my ex-girlfriend in Cincinnati.
Having fun at Jungle Gems, guys.
Is that a Civil War statue? Tear it down!
No, you're a big cheese. You're a big cheese.
The big cheese weighs in at 814 pounds. Did you know our big cheese was delivered October 2021 and took 6 months to make? It will age here in our cooler until it's matured before it's ready to be taken down for you to enjoy. And there it is, that punching bag of cheese right there. Wowzers. Yum, 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 yum. Diarrhea.
I am an ordinary guy. Turning down the house.
Jacques Vino is lit today, and he's wearing those Bengals glasses. Who day, Jacques Vino?
Honey, if you see a man next to a Jelly Belly, stay away from him. He is very scary. This man is at large. It's a huge crime record. He must be avoided at all costs.
Why do I want all of these products? The Weenie-saurus, the Tachosaurus Rex, and the Nachosaurus. Just good, clean family fun. Right, guys?
Just leaving Jungle Jim's now. What an experience. It really is an international food market. I would go out on a limb here. It's not a gas station. If it was a gas station, I'd say it's even better than Buc-ee's. I know that's going to be blasphemy to some people in Texas and surrounding states, but I loved it in there. There's so many options. It's a lot of fun, and I give it 5 out of 5 scissors.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I want to take you there someday.
I would love it. They got beef jerky?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah?
They've got a huge hot sauce
aisle.
But
they don't got fudge. Buc-ee's got fudge.
Yeah, they've got like a kombucha stand there instead.
Okay.
They got coffee? Stuff. Oh, yeah.
How good's their coffee?
Well, talking to a guy who doesn't drink coffee, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't drink coffee.
They've got a fish market there.
I'm feeling a little anxious because I'm looking at a particular bag. And well, I know it's around that time. Let's just get this going, man. Present it. Slow it down. Don't do it all at once. So really build it up.
I know.
Build it up.
I went to Jungle Gyms, and this is where I got the challenge. It stopped me dead in my tracks.
Why? What stood out in your mind?
This is something that immediately I was like, oh, we got to do this on the show.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever played the game of checkers before?
Yeah, it's been like so long.
But it's such a simple game.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. This is a game called the Grim Reaper Checker Challenge.
Jesus. Grim Reaper? Yeah. Another hot thing?
I know, but that's not the main crux of this game.
Man.
These are hot peanuts.
Oh, Jesus.
That are randomly inserted inside of the checker pieces, okay? We're going to load them up with the peanuts, okay? When you get your checker hopped, you have to eat that checker, whatever's inside of it.
Oh, Lord.
Now, this isn't even a spicy challenge. Yeah, that sucks. But the main thing is who can beat each other in checkers is the real challenge.
Yeah, you'll probably end up beating me. I mean, I haven't played in so long.
It's such a simple game.
I know.
The loser has to eat a scorpion.
What the fuck? Where'd you get a scorpion?
At Jungle Jim's International Food Market.
Is the stinger still on it?
It's seasoned with salt.
That's not what I asked. I asked if the stinger's still attached.
It's not. There's no poison in it.
Jeez Louise.
Ready to eat Chinese armor-tail scorpion seasoned with salt.
God damn you.
This is a good challenge.
Oh, my God.
Get ready. We're already in a hot garage, and we're going to start sweating even more
so
playing checkers.
So we're in a hot garage, and then I'll most likely eat a hot peanuts and a scorpion is what you're saying.
Dude, checkers is anyone's game. It doesn't take strategy like chess.
All right, let's get it. Are we going to do it in the middle?
We're going to do it in the middle.
Okay.
All right. Oh, here we go. This is scorpion checkers.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to mix things up and not do.
I had
only
a hunch.
Eating challenges.
I had a hunch, though.
I had a hunch. An eating challenge?
Yeah, because when you said you should eat a granola bar before.
Steve to not have. He wanted him to have something on his stomach.
Yeah.
Because I ate before this, so I want to make it fair. So.
I ate beef jerky and a granola bar. Let's get this going, dude.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead, make your move. All right,
here we go.
I know you're gonna get me right here. I already know. I see that. Right here.
Okay, here we go. Is it hot?
Yeah.
How bad is it?
Pretty bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you filled all of them up with these?
Yeah.
That was your idea. Oh wow. This is actually not gonna be easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Here we go, dude. He's already got the hiccups. You know you can double jump if you see a couple spots, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I can't go backwards.
You can't go backwards.
Oh.
Well, I didn't see that, but yeah.
Thank you.
These are surprisingly hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really hot. They really infuse the cayenne in there. You're not sweating though, surprisingly.
I haven't broken yet. It's about to break on me.
Look at me.
See? My nose is running right now.
It's your turn.
You might beat me in this.
Nah.
Look how many pieces you have.
It doesn't matter. You can't do it all in one turn. That's your one turn. You can't.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. You can't do it in one turn and go boom, boom, backwards like that. That's what you wanted to do? Say it to the camera.
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
No.
Okay.
You can do it now.
I can do it now?
Well, you can do one. You can't simultaneously go backwards and forwards, can you?
That's what a king can do. I'm saying, since I'm king, can I go here and here?
Kings are limited to moving diagonally, but may move both forward and backward. Kings may combine jumps.
Yep.
Several directions. You're fucking right. Do it. Boom, boom, boom. I already knew that. I saw that.
So eat those two.
All right, dude.
I mean, wow. This is making my nose run. It's pretty hot. It's very different from the wasabi, and this Reaper is actually very different from some of the other hot sauces that we've had. They all had different hot and spicy sensations to them.
Mm-hmm.
so.
What are you doing?
Aren't I eating it?
No, I... Are you? Oh, you are! Are you?
Oh, wait, no, I eat the black ones when they go away. Here, you're a king. Mine is a king over here as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the Scissor Bros fun and the spirit of the
challenge?
Well,
the cayenne, I mean, we should have chose maybe one of those.
You said you wanted the
I know, I regret it now.
Oh, okay, cool. Good enough. What's going on in your head right now?
It's, I don't realize how hot. It reminds me of like the old...
One of the first ones?
Yeah, I'm getting like lightheaded and having fun, but not having fun. There's like a spinning and now...
There's spinning?
Yeah.
You're spinning right now?
Oh yeah.
How much water did you have before we started today?
Not much. Like maybe a sip.
If you want to grab some Red Bull, I'll allow that. I don't want you spinning, dude.
Oh, I'm spinning. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to pass out?
I'll grab a Kleenex.
Yeah. Are you going to pass out?
Maybe, yeah. I'm spinning.
Let's talk about it on camera. Yeah, let's,
Yeah, I'm spinning.
Yeah, let me grab you some Red Bull.
A little bit. I'm worried about our buddy Steve here.
So, time out.
Talk to the camera. So what's if going you, through your head? Like, what's going through your head?
Siblings, if you are having fun watching this content, give it a thumbs up. If you want to participate in this challenge, it's called the Grim Reaper Checkers Challenge. I'll grab the box again. This is what it looks like. I kind of want to keep rocking and rolling.
Rolling and rocking?
Rocking and rolling.
Rolling and rocking.
Rolling and rocking.
Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Rolling and rocking.
Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Okay. Is it my turn? Did you go yet? No, I just jumped you. That's why you ate the thing. So it's your turn. Oh yeah, it's your turn. There's an obvious play that you need to make.
I'm red?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm red. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm red. I'm red.
This ain't no trick. You're red. The move you're thinking about making is the right move. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I could very much lose this game.
I'm losing.
The king, man.
So. Oh, there's one in here?
Oh, wait, but that's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah.
There's still one in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn. How about we end the game and you just eat the scorpion because this is knocking you out.
Look, what do you see right now?
Your eyes twitching.
Yeah. I'm having an allergic reaction to the peanuts.
To the Carolina Reapers?
Dead to Carolina Reaper.
Okay, then let's call the game.
No.
What do you mean, no? You just said you're having an allergic reaction.
I don't care. I want to finish the game.
Oh, okay. There's the Steve that I know. Interesting. Finally showed up a little bit late to work, huh?
Good.
Okay, great.
I only have to eat two more anyway.
My nose is leaking pretty bad. Am I allowed to wipe it? I am showing the camera.
Get close.
I am.
No, look. No, dude. There is a snot bubble. Dude, it's like...
I know, Steve.
It's like fucking bird.
I told you. A bird.
It's like bird droppings.
I told
Dude. Oh, dude. It is. Dude, it's
I told
dripping.
Steve I wasn't sweating, that I was just coming through my nose.
Oh, my God. It just dropped. Show my camera. Get close. Get close. You don't want to miss this. Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's finish this. It's getting in my throat now.
It's your turn.
I just got a king. It's your turn.
Are you sure?
Yes, I just got that king. You just moved here for whatever reason. Ooh. That's not good. That's not good. That is not good. Really? You're moving from there, finally? All right, you're up.
I just made my move.
What? Yeah, and I hopped it. You're up. Oh, yeah.
I lost.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, I lost. I think I lost.
Do you want to concede? Eat your last two? Or just go straight to the scorpion?
If I give up,
just go straight to the scorpion.
If I give up, can I go straight to the scorpion? Good game.
Good game. Yeah, baby!
Good game.
Your boy put his face in pee water last week, but guess what? He came back the victor. You won that one.
I won last week?
Yeah.
Give me the scorpion.
I thought it was going to be a big scorpion. They're a little guy. You could just top that in.
It's still a scorpion, and they're poisonous.
They're not poisonous anymore.
Yeah, but they were poisonous.
So?
It's okay.
The mediums are hot in a different way. It's really interesting. All right, here we go. Down the hatch, baby. What does it taste like?
Oh, good. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are not going to do a closing song because Steve can barely function right now. We hope you are having a great week. Thanks for everyone who subscribed on Patreon, who checked out the Shot Collar Spelling Bee last week. And it was a little bit too gnarly for YouTube, as we explained, so we had to put it on Patreon. Yeah, appreciate all the love on the t-shirts and everything, and our album's out, and we appreciate all you guys downloading and buying and everything, so.
YouTube.com/scissorbros, patreon.com/scissorbros, make sure you change up, make sure you watch, Stand Up On A Spot.
Oh, my new special, thank you, brother. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alright, thanks for tuning in, guys, we love you. Bye! Are you gonna be okay?
For some reason, these particular peanuts, I'm having some kind of reaction to them. But it's okay. I'm just saying, it's like really
potent.
It's like more of a deep rooted hot for me.
Have you ever had a peanut allergy?
Maybe when I was younger.
Did you?
Maybe. I don't have to talk to my mom.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and... Oh, shit. I don't know how to say this. I got chlamydia, and then it led to laryngitis, and I got a whole throat thing that's going on, so kind of shit out of luck today, but hope you guys are having a good week. Anyway, I should probably rest my voice pretty soon here. I was going down on a lot of different lady drafts over the weekend in Vegas, and things got litty 5,000, but also my throat's on fire. So, you know, you take some, you lose some. Anyway, hope you guys are having a good old time. Oh, shit, I really gotta go. I love you guys, and thanks for all the support. And we'll see you next week. Hope you guys are enjoying that new Scissor Bros album. Check us out on Patreon. Love you. Bye.
But you know positivity is easy with Stevie. When you're watching the show every Friday, SB Scissor Breezy. Positivity.